And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guy here, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is here, and we're going to be talking kayaks, we're going to be talking some fishing, and some exciting news to report, breaking news here on the waterfront. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Stoked to be in here.
Yeah, great to have you. Ricky will be back tomorrow, but glad to have you in here. Subbing for Ricky, thank you very much for being here. Corey, appreciate that. And good morning, Ron Lane.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you. We're going to start the show off with big breaking news.
Something big's happened.
From Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Now, you texted me this morning a little bit of news, and I said, man, you got to share that with our audience right away here. What's going on?
Well, first of all, you know, the Yellowtail did a nice thing yesterday. Both Carl and Matt on the San Diego had great days yesterday on the Yellowtail, but at about 8:30 last night, Aliar called me, and he had 10 fish aboard. 60 to 90 pounds. That's correct. And at 4:30 this morning, he had 43 fish aboard. And at 5:30, he had 53 fish aboard. 16 of them are from 100 to 150 pounds, and the rest are 60 to 90.
Man.
So great news. Things are starting to happen fast. And I know you're going to ask me where. Just, you know, out there in that ocean south of San Diego.
All right. That's good. And it requires a day-and-a-half trip?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So an overnight trip might pull it off.
No doubt.
Yeah. Whoa. All right. That's great news, man. That is great news. So is it is it just strictly a nighttime bite, or we don't know yet because they haven't it hasn't been enough daylight?
Well, right now it looks like it's a nighttime bite because Aliar left the dock at 7 yesterday morning.
Okay.
And he didn't see his first fish till after dark.
Wow. Wow. So
he left 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
And we're getting the report.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. He got away right at 7 yesterday morning.
How many day trip?
3 day.
A 3 day. Okay. So what is it? Aliar just has like a sixth sense to know where to go? Is that what it is? Or do you get some inside info?
You know, there's been rumors, but, you know, he's an amazing fisherman, as you well know.
Yeah.
And like several other guys, but he's got an extra sense on bluefin, that's for sure.
So, Frank, last we talked to you, the Polaris Supreme was torn to pieces and getting a whole bunk redo and a whole retrofit. That must have obviously been completed, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think pictures are going up this morning, but, you know, we put a lot of money into the boat last year, but a lot of it couldn't be seen. And this year we put another $240,000 into the boat. And I got to say, it's absolutely beautiful. We've torn out the lounge. We've got new galley tables, curtains, new flooring, new woodwork. The bunk room is amazing. The boat is just lit up beautifully. It's got really good lighting. It's just I'm super pleased. I mean, it looks like a new boat inside, I'll tell you that. It just really, really turned out well. Too much money, but we got it done, and that's what counts.
Yeah. And, hey, let the season begin, right? Bluefin tuna within one-day range, yellowtail biting at the Coronado Islands. It's on, right?
I'd say we're all pretty blessed, Pete. It's pretty darn fortunate that things are starting off. And, you know, it's always been that last week of March. I mean, for 5 years in a row, this makes six, that it always starts that last week of March. Now, it could have started sooner maybe, but timing was perfect. Aliar got lucky and got out there at the right time, okay?
And this is the first trip after the retrofit.
That's correct. And, wow. You know, there should be some other counts coming in because I know the Low Ann left last night.
Okay.
And I know, I'm pretty sure Old Glory went out, and I know the Tribute went out. So I would expect you're going to hear more today from more of the guys, okay?
Fantastic news. Captain Frank Lopresti, great news about the Polaris Supreme, and Aliar aboard the Polaris Supreme is going to be running regular trips out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Yes, but they're all full.
They're all full?
Imagine that.
You mean the entire season is full?
No, actually, Pete, we've got some openings next December.
Okay.
And, you know, he had one of the best catches in the fleet last year on that Christmas trip, and he's got a lot of room left on that trip.
All right.
And there's a 10-day trip there and a 6-day trip. So, you know, those people that are into fishing in December, there's plenty of openings on the Polaris Supreme in December. And people ought to, you know, keep their eyes open because just recently we had 4 or 5 cancellations. They filled within a day or two, but they can keep their eyes open and even contact Lindsay Montegudo, and she'll put them on a special list and call them when somebody cancels.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Polaris Supreme sportfishing.com website.
That's correct.
All right. Frank Lopresti, right. And of course, you can always book through C4 Sport Fishing or any of the great boats over there. Captain Frank Lopresti, thanks for starting us off here with some great news. End of March.
Here
we go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Kicking off a show right there.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Frank.
It's my pleasure, Pete.
All right.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Talk to you soon. So, Ron, you ready to take a kayak out there and go catch a tuna or a yellowtail?
Yeah, that'd be a sleigh ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hook up.
Yeah. There's yellows around kayak range, too, and there's guys in the
Hawaii. Oh, I've been seeing
them. Yeah.
No, we've been seeing them.
Yeah, they're around. Yeah. You're right on the waterfront too. You get to see the front row center place.
Well, you know, it's kind of fun too because the guys, you know, my sons have their office right above my store.
Salty Crew.
Yeah, the Salty Crew guys, and they look out at the dock, and that's where you know Dwayne and all the guys are coming and going. So there's not much that slips by those guys.
Yeah,
and
I can only imagine.
Right, they're right there. Hey, Dad, did you look out back? So yeah, we try to stay right on top of it.
Yeah. For
and
sure.
Then we have so many clients coming in. I mean, one of them came in this morning, Chris Minnick.
Oh, yeah. He's,
and I'm on my way back.
He followed you, huh?
I'm on my way back from Mammoth yesterday, and I get a call, and it's Chris. I'm going, wow, we better see what's going on. And he was giddy. He sounded like a kid. He sounded like a kid who just got his new bike, and, you know, he was talking all about this I-11 that he had just thrown over a gate. You know,
it's I-9. Light.
Yeah, I-9. Yeah, excuse me. The I-9 that he could just pop right over a gate and go fish this, you know, like sneak in kind of feel.
Secret spot.
You know? Like I went to the secret spot, nobody was there, and he was just giddy about it. And I thought, wow, that's what it's all about right there, the stoke. I'm the first one on it, or I'm the only one on it, and I got it.
Or the difficulty of getting there eliminates 90% of the people, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, even if you have to deal with the 10%, you're putting yourself ahead from the beginning, you know?
Yeah, so that selling that kind of stuff and having clients come in giddy like that makes my job so fun.
So last time you were here, you didn't have any boats.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, you sold everything you had. So now what's the situation?
Well, a tsunami.
A tsunami of boats came from Hobie, huh?
We've been like Frank said, we've been very blessed.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, think about it. Here we are in March, and I could have been sitting on no product, but Hobie has just been working overtime and just making many, many changes. And they've gotten me product, and I've got every model in stock, almost every color, and it's just been great. I mean, and we've been to
Lynx, I-9s, I-11s,
yeah,
Outbacks.
Oh, and you know when you talk about those three, and I mean, they have been selling really well because we haven't had them, so there's pent up demand for those, and now we have Lynx ready to go. And I mean a lot of them.
Which are a super cool,
yeah,
like, rig.
You saw.
Oh, I got to see it. I got to ride on one and pedal one around.
Yeah.
Super
they're
cool. Super comfortable. And, so, I think Chris has two of those, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Two. The coolest part about it is...
He had more inventory than I did.
But the coolest part is they're so light. They're incredibly light. Like, if you have a family or... You're, you know, that older generation like myself, you know, that may not be able to lift an 80-pound unit over your head and do what you want with it. This thing is so darn light, you could do anything.
That's been the theme right there.
Yes.
Corey, you hit it. I mean, so the Lynx, the I-11, the I-9, the little Passport sort of started it. It was lighter and a little less money. Easy for a guy that has a pro angler to buy a second boat for his buddy or his wife so he could have somebody to go fishing buddy. And they're inexpensive enough that now he's got double trouble. If he wants to go for the quick strike, you know, he's just down to the bay for an hour or two, you take the Lynx or you take the I-11 or the, you know, the I-9. And now then, you know, the greatest excuse, and my wife told me this yesterday, she goes, you know, I love that I-11. And I go, well, you like the I-9, too. And she goes, well, yeah, but, yeah, you're right.
I like that one, too.
Well, what's
the technology
key there?
They've done phenomenal technology.
Yeah. They basically robbed that from the stand-up paddleboard craze. The inflatable stand-up paddleboard craze made these super light, easy to blow up, you know.
Durable.
Durable paddleboards.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you put a lawn chair on them and a Mirage Drive, and you've got a fishing platform, like Chris said. It's his favorite fishing
platform. Wait a minute.
Platform.
Hand the mic over to Chris. You have them all, Chris. Dr. Chris Minnick, good morning.
Currently, I only have seven kayaks.
Seven kayaks, yeah. Okay. And you said that the new inflatable I-9 is your favorite?
All of the inflatables can be turned into a fishing machine by putting a platform on them under the seat.
Yeah.
And so I'm fishing an I-9 with a Lowrance triple shot.
Wow.
So I have side scan even, which I love.
Whoa, crazy.
You know, and it's on a wood platform that sits under the seat. I fish four rods at a time, so I take four rods of these. So I have four rods set up, have my tackle under the seat in a big Plano box. The thing I like about the nine is I can grab it, I can put it under my arm, and I could easily just walk 100 yards with that, and I'm an old guy, so I can't do that with anything else. I don't even need, I'm dying to go to Pyramid Lake with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, good spot for it.
And it's so wide that it's incredibly stable. Just amazing. I don't think I could tip it over. I actually tried.
Do you think it's more stable than the Lynx? Because the Lynx is Lynx, something
When the Lynx first came out, I bought the very first one, maybe in the United States for all I know. I just took it over, walked over to the launch ramp, and paddled out to the Mission Bay ski boat area where they're all going 100 miles an hour. Got out right in the middle of all of them with that thing because I wanted to see what would happen. And then some of the young people started like, "What's that guy doing?" You know, and they start buzzing
trying
me.
I think so.
And I just felt completely safe.
Wow. Super stable. Which one's more stable, the I-9 or the Lynx?
I don't think I can turn the I-9 over, period. I tried leaning way over, and it just doesn't even move.
Wow.
And the Lynx is so stable that you'd probably have to go way, way out of your way. Maybe you could turn it over. I haven't gone that far.
Wow.
But they're both just incredibly stable. Yeah.
Pretty cool. And the cool thing is, Ron, with the I-9, it weighs 50 pounds. You can put it on an airplane and take it with you. Right?
Yeah, the bag, the pump. They come with two pumps, electric and, you know, the one that pulls up the pressure to be
comes
10
with an
pounds.
Electric pump.
Yeah. Plug it in the cigarette lighter, you know.
Nice.
And so, they've done everything. And now the bag it comes in has wheels and a little, you know, handle like you got luggage.
Yeah.
It looks like luggage.
You can check it on
you
a plane.
You can check it, yeah, because that's sort of your 50-pound, or you go into another level.
Yeah.
So the engineers have kept it right at that limit for being able to ship it or take it with you at a reasonable cost.
I'm telling you, when you show up at the airport and roll it in and check it in, you go to your destination and throw it in the rental car, well, come on.
Right?
That's going to open up so many secret spots.
So cool.
Yeah, I mean, listening to Chris yesterday, I talked to some people. They saw my boat, and he's just excited. Well, that's the kind of thing it is. When you blow that thing up in 4 minutes, we made Debbie's sister Karen, who works for us.
Yeah,
we got her at the shop. We said, okay, let's see how fast you can blow this up. And we didn't tell her it had electric pump.
Yeah.
So she blew it up by hand.
Yeah.
And,
which is still way doable.
Yeah. I think it was just under 5 minutes. It was 4.5 minutes.
Without the electric pump.
Without the electric
manual
pump.
Manually.
Yeah.
Show up and blow up.
That's right. And so we make it, whenever you buy one from us, we give you the full tutorial. Out of the bag, full blow up, and back into the bag. And then it's sort of like, wow. It actually went back in the bag.
Yeah, back in the bag.
that was always the worst thing ever. Is you sell some inflatable whatever and it doesn't go back in the bag.
Yeah. There's so much engineering behind it all, and I think the coolest part of it all is this isn't an overseas company. This is something that's literally right in our backyard,
in Oceanside,
right here.
Yeah.
And all the guys are locals. Like, I met Mark. Is it Mark?
Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson.
Yeah. One of the coolest guys. And
well, he's the guy who shapes all of our stand-up paddle boards and our surfboards.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark's been around forever, and now he's up at corporate working with you know, the Hobie guys there, and he's actually the guy who put the finished touches on the links.
I guess what I'm trying to say is not only is the company cool, the guys that work for it are cool.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's in our backyard, made in the USA.
You know, it's when I'm sitting at the store selling stuff, and Debbie and I have had that store for 43 years.
Crazy. Now. 43 years.
43 crazy. Years. When I'm selling stuff, I am so happy that somehow these things fall into my, you know, like, I love fishing out of kayaks and out of off surfboards and off of different ways of fishing. I always have. And this just fell into my lap.
Isn't
and I
that
go,
crazy?
Wow.
Wow.
Those little things make you go faster than paddling. And my hands are free.
And,
what a concept.
And you can cast.
Yeah.
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 Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We have just scratched the surface of Ron Lane and Fast Lane kayaks, right, Corey?
And not only scratching the surface of Hobie, but we've only scratched the surface of this bluefin bite and the
yeah.
yellowtail bite that's
yeah.
happening locally here, too. So
here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's almost 50 yellows yesterday at the islands.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And the bluefin that Frank called in about and having Ron and Chris in studio. We're going to have a really fun day today, and we want you to join us. The number for you to do so is 213-432-1090. That's the number if you want to call in. Or you can text us via the app. You know, you just go on the app, text us. Make sure that you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to decide, we're going to flip the coin. We're going to Ron flip the coin in between a caller
yep.
and
the texter.
And the texter. We're going to give away a $100 shopping spree at... at Ron's shop. So you can go down there. It could be toward Salty Crew clothing. It could be toward kayaking accessories. You could probably even put it toward a kayak, I bet. Huh, Ron?
You think?
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely.
And did I mention they're stacked almost to the ceiling?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, to have that inventory in stock, it is literally...
Oh, I love going to work
it's
now.
It's no big surprise that whether you're in the fishing industry or whatever it is in this world, that the last 2 years have been a challenge. And the
challenge.
Fact that you have... inventory in stock and ready to go. We're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Well, I tell you what, Katmai is a great place to go get fresh salmon. But another place that's a great place to go get some fresh salmon, Point Loma Seafoods,
next
to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We got a piece of fresh Alaskan king salmon at Point Loma Seafoods this week. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And it was just one fish out of a whole case of fresh fish that they have there.
Freshest thing in town.
Yeah, it is absolutely the freshest thing in town. So you want to go in there for lunch, dinner, go get some fish, some crab or big shrimp.
I was
for
just
dinner.
Gonna say one of the only places in San Diego you can actually get a wild caught shrimp.
Yeah, and there's a big difference for
huge
sure.
Huge difference.
But and if you want lunch or dinner, they have fantastic sushi. And the smoked fish, it's always fresh, and it's always fantastic.
So count me in for the squid sandwich.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, freshest thing in town is Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. And not only do we have Ron and the Bluefin are biting and Hobies are in the shop and the Yellows are biting at the Islands, but we are giving away a $100 shopping spree to Fastlane Kayak Center. Is it Fastlane Kayak Center?
It is now.
It's not Sailing Center anymore, right?
Well, so, we do sell a few sailboats.
Still,
few.
You do. Still, okay. Yeah. That are part of Hobie. Kayaks, paddle boards, salty crew accessories, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
so,
and it's like, you know, the fish are circling in the, you know, out there.
Yeah.
What did Frank say? South?
Somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the kayaks are definitely in at Fastlane.
They're foaming in the corner.
They're foaming.
At Fastlane.
They're foaming.
Yeah. So the person that really runs the show, Debbie, texted you the weight of the I-9, right?
So when Chris was talking about walking that thing 100 yards, I mean, when you have a hull weight that's only, you know, some of them are they're 20 pounds. The I-9 is 20 pounds.
Yeah. So
it's like a stand-up paddleboard.
But I hear you talking about the I-9, the I-11. Both those are inflatable?
They are.
And what's the difference? I mean, I'd imagine the 11's bigger.
Exactly, and it has three chambers versus the I-9, which is like
just
a stand-up paddleboard that has one chamber.
One chamber. Okay. Yeah. The I-9 has one chamber.
Yeah, and the idea behind that was to make it easier to fold up, to go in a smaller, with less seams, you can make it fold up smaller.
So don't stick a gaff in it.
Yeah, well, we've had, well, he has a Lynx now.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the other big news that this has been a big week in the fishing industry, right? Bluefin are biting, Yellows are biting at the Islands. The other big thing that happened was the CARB issue. And I want to throw out a huge congratulations to all the people that helped out, and Ken Franke especially, for what he did and things. Tim Ekstrom, Marcus Medak, and all the people up and down the coast that made this happen. And basically, the CARB rule that was basically going to put everybody out of business in the sport fishing industry has been changed. So now they're going to require, instead of Tier 4 motors that have never existed and it won't exist for many years, they're going to require Tier 3 motors. And that technology actually is today, because
it's available today. It's something that they can...
50% of the fleet already has Tier 3 motors.
Okay.
So by, I think it's 2024, everybody has to get Tier 3 motors.
Has to upgrade.
Which is very doable.
Yeah.
And so
thanks to all the people that are participating. Thanks to all the support of our listeners and all the people in the fishing industry. Sacramento actually listened this time to reason, and they made the right decision.
And I thought what was cool, I listened to the show with Marcus from the New Lawan, and
yeah.
You know, via the app,
right.
And he actually took some of those dignitaries from Sacramento out
they
on the boat.
They came down.
Yeah. Took them out on the New Lawan, yeah. To actually prove to them,
yeah.
Like...
we're not the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So congratulations to all those concerned. But, yeah, it's dodged a major bullet there. And thanks to Ken and his staff and all the people in the sport fishing industry we can now go fishing.
And
a fight for your freedoms.
And people... stay in business.
Right. And so what not only the sport boats, Pete, but where does that put like a larger individually owned private vessel? Like,
well, same deal. I mean, yeah. They were going to go after private vessels.
Right. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, tier three motors,
wow.
But that's down the road. I mean,
but it's
all tied in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's technology that we have today.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So,
whew.
Yeah. So, The rule is much more complicated than that. I'm just kind of simplifying it. There's some dates and far into the future where Tier 4 motors may be involved, but we have some breathing room.
Yeah, right.
That's the good news for sure. So great text to get things started here. And, of course, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app only. And this is a very good question, and it's from Lucas. And he didn't say where he was from, but I'm curious about the warranty on kayaks that I buy from Ron.
Yeah, they're
two-year warranty
on everything. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's really similar to the hard boats, but the hard boats went up to 3 years.
Oh, okay. So an inflatable has a two-year warranty.
Correct.
A hard boat, such as a Lynx, an Outback,
yep.
3 years. Passport, 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's covers everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the Mirage drive?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Because
really?
There's a lot of mechanisms.
There's
in
a lot of moving
in
parts in that.
Yeah.
You know, but in reality, you know, I sell hundreds of boats.
Yeah.
And we just don't see it coming in the door.
You
it's
know what?
It's not a real big issue. Usually the guy, you know, who has the problem, you know, it's a big problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're out. I mean, some guys actually come in and go, you know, I had to paddle in. Oh, you did. It's a kayak, right? You had to paddle in.
Here's a crazy thing. Multiple times I have been on my own kayak, which I will tell you is an older kayak. I still have to paddle the darn thing, okay? It is unbelievable how fast the pedaling is because I try to outdo them with my paddle, just trying to be like cool, and I'm sweating it, and I'm like working hard, and I cannot keep up with the pedaling. Seriously.
Your legs are a little stronger than your arms.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And the efficiency of the way that is set up.
Well, there's a lot of pedaling kayaks out now, and nothing even comes close to what those engineers at Hobie have come up
with.
And every year they make these little changes and they fix things and you don't know it. They're just running changes.
But it's real. I guess what I'm trying to say is
it's real.
It's real.
Oh,
yeah.
It works.
It
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
So when you say what's the difference between a 2015 boat or a 14, the seat.
Yeah.
That's when that change was across the
lawn
board.
Chair seat.
The launch, I mean, come on.
I found that out. I found that
12
out
hours.
Last year.
Yeah.
Seriously, on the Islander trip, sitting. It is literally like a lawn chair. It,
uh-huh.
You're elevated enough to where you're not sitting all swampy and
right.
Right? I mean, uncomfortable.
And you don't have that feeling of being, if you're up higher, the boats have gotten wider, so they are more stable.
But
and
the,
if
but
you're
the,
not paddling, you don't need a skinny boat.
That's it. And but the material that seat's made of cushions your rear.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty...
I mean, seriously, 12 hours I was in the darn thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't...
Well, we were
you
amazed.
Set the record.
We were amazed.
Well, I didn't...
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Chris Minnick set the record.
Yeah, I didn't intend to do anything like that. I was just...
Yeah, Chris wasn't on the show. It wasn't on the trip last year. Otherwise, he'd have been out longer than you.
Right.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Dave? Dave and Anza, appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's talk hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Ron, I've got a power boat, and we do a lot of concerts down there at Humphreys on the Bay. Been doing it for over 20 years. you know, we get in there, and a lot of kayakers in there. They like to tie off on my boat. No problem. We like to socialize with them and all. But after the concerts, when we leave, you know, I put on all my nav lights, like as careful as I can be. But I can't tell you how many times I've almost run over kayakers out there on the bay leaving the concert that have no lights on their kayak. What are the requirements for lights on a kayak after dark?
Hey, that's a great question.
It really is.
And I got to tell you, I've come in a lot of times from tuna fishing late, you know, in the evening, and we're coming in right around that lobstering time, and you see, you can barely see kayaks. So I highly recommend a bright light. You know, the law says you just have to have a flashlight at ready.
But there's something very important to mention about this whole thing. And having a kayak, you want to be like, navigational, like looking correct. But it's your worst enemy to have the port and starboard lights and look right. like a boat, because another boat may assume that you can move like they're going to move.
That's right. Right. That's right. I actually had that conversation with one of the guys who wears life jackets in parking lots.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So a light on a pole is a good idea.
Oh yeah, and there's several
so that you can see it up above the water.
Right.
So and that's an easy deal. Do you sell those as an accessory at Fastlane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an easy thing too.
Yeah.
And I like to put on some of those those little bike lights that you just clip on. I put those on the back of the seat so they're not whacking out my eyes, but you're visible. You know, it's like your stern light.
And you could put one on your head too.
Yeah, well, that's funny. Because
not a forward fishing.
If you're fishing with a buddy, he's always, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Blinding him.
No, I hate those. No, they have ones that you can put on your helmet on bikes that actually like a red light that rear facing kind of thing.
I've even seen those touch lights.
Yeah.
That they sell. Uh-huh. A guy had a yellow kayak, and I'm going, what's that big yellow thing? And he'd put touch lights inside of his
kayak.
And the whole kayak glowed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, the main importance is you want to be seen.
And now with lithium batteries, everything is so light.
Yeah.
It lasts
forever.
Yeah. But look at that question's really good. It's your life.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Be safe but, on the water.
But it's important. You don't want to have the port and starboard light looking like
a
boat.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it is.
Because then you're not going to move like a skiff.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. They assume you're going to be able to move.
So, hey, let's find out what's biting down in the bar. The cast man is ready, Corey.
Yeah. Sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Happens to be right next door to Ron Lane's Fastlane Kayak Center.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. When it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. A full line of freshwater tackle and live bait for your great day at the lake. Dana Landing right across from Mission Bay at SeaWorld. Dana Landing Launch Ramp, Mission Bay. East County Bait and Tackle's at the end of the 67 Freeway, Maple View and Lakeside. And the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com.
Yeah, Ron's over there like 10 times a day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not only where you get all the info.
Lunch, everything.
Yeah, I mean.
Tackle.
What about Tuesdays?
Yeah. Tri-Tip Tuesday.
Yeah.
At Dana Landing. Go check them out. Good morning, Castman.
Castman.
Buenos dias, Pedro. My voice is about gone here. I don't know what the heck's going on. I think I woke up with a frog in my throat.
Uh-oh, you've been yelling at people too much.
Yeah.
Hook up!
Hook up. I wish that was the reason. But anyway, hey, Loretto, you know, yellowtail, and Cabrilla. There's some nice Cabrilla being taken. And, gosh, what a month and a half or 2 months has been for the yellowtail and Loretto. They're just nailing them. But, you know, nice quality fish, 20 to 30. The Cabrilla that they've been getting some nice, averaging out about 9, 8 to 10 pounds. So those are big Cabrilla and, you know, plenty of bait. Gosh, there's a lot of mackerel down there right now. And, the hot spots, of course, have been Carmen Island around Punta Coyote and then, on the backside of that island going south. And then, of course, up at San Bruno, that area there. Boats don't even have to go all the way up to, Punta Pulpito or up to, Ildefonso Island. I mean, the fish are close. Oh, it's really, really great fishing. And, you know, we're down there with our Let's Talk Hookup Loretto Rumble, May 1 to 5. And, you know, we're
just a little over a month away, right? Can't wait.
Yeah, we got 25 boats. It's going to be a hoot. Down in San Jose del Cabo there, the same thing. Dorado, coming in pretty good numbers. And there's some quality fish, you know, 25, 30, an occasional 35-pounder. I think we reported last week there was a guy that had one almost 40 pounds. So it was pretty good Dorado bite going out. Still no tuna today to speak of. Of course, striped marlin. If you guys want marlin, now's the time to go. They're in close all around that southern tip, and I'm sure they're already moving up into the East Cape area. I haven't got any reports for the East Cape. You know, they're basically just starting their season here at the end of March, April, and then they'll fish strong all the way through the summer and the fall. But that's the report for this week, and I just give a heads up to all our listeners. As far as our Let's Talk Hookup trip for next year, we're going to be at El Salto, February 10 to 14. Fish those bass there at Lake El Salto. And then our Pesca Panama trip, Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip, is scheduled for April 22 to 29 of next year. These trips do sell out, so if you're looking at joining us, don't hesitate. It's time to start planning on signing up for those trips.
What about the Loretto Rumble? Are we going to be going down right after your Pesca Panama trip?
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the dates for our 2023 Loretto Rumble. Probably it's going to be May 7 to 11.
Ah,
it looks like
a little later.
It's a good date. Got some. I believe the new moon is on the 5th. So
gotcha.
People like the moonies that like to fish on those dark nights, or when there are dark nights, would be a perfect time.
All right. Very good. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go on one of those trips, Cass?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com, and talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right. Talk to you next Saturday. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Corey.
They are. Let's talk to Roy. Roy Cohn from San Diego. Good morning, Roy. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good hearing your voices today. A couple of quick questions. Dave kind of took my questions about the light there, but one, first one for Pete, looking at trying to get my schedule ready for summer, and wonder if you have the four dates up like that, if you're going to do it again. Oh, and Ron, I know we're supposed to have a net when we're fishing on the bays and stuff. Do you have the nets that are, I remember, they're ergonomically, they kind of rest on your forearm when you net a fish?
Oh, I've seen those, but whenever we're talking, you know, specialty things like that, just go right next door. Dana Landing's got all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So as far as the Ford remotes, we're not going to be – Ford is still a very great sponsor. Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford dealers, but we're not going to be doing any Ford remotes this year. But we will be doing a live remote at Dana Landing right next to Fastlane there on Saturday, May 14th. So you'll have to come down and check that out. Saturday, May 14th, coming up very soon at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And then we'll be doing another one for Tackle Day in November. So those are the ones we have scheduled right now, and you never know what might be added for the future. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you that Cass Tours Report is sponsored in part by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts, temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, your phone, your Android device. Anything you want to do, you just take it with you with Terrafin. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Ron Lane and Fastlane Kayak Center when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
You know, when you're talking about reels, there's one reel that in this group here is like universal, and that is the Shimano Trunks. Right, Corey?
The Trunks.
Yeah. Every size.
Ron?
Every size.
Yeah. Dr. Minnick?
My favorite is the big one.
The 500.
Five?
Huh? 500. The 500. That 500 is so unbelievably powerful. I mean, you can catch 200-pound bluefin tuna.
As Ricky.
Yeah, as it's been done many times.
Yeah.
Throwing a surface iron at them or whatever. And you can go catch rockfish with it. You know, you heard Taro Takeuchi talking about the Trunks 500 is his favorite rockfish reel.
Isn't that crazy?
Level wine, stuff like that. What's your favorite?
Mine are the 200 and the 300.
The 200 and 300.
I've had yellows up to close to 40 pounds on the 300.
On the 300.
And calicos up to 7, 8 pounds on the on the 200.
What about you, Ron?
The 4.
The 400.
Which is a little smaller.
Yeah.
It seems like it has the same pull as the 5, but you know, it's not as big and as heavy.
Yeah.
So for yellowtail, you know, I like the 4.
Regardless,
that's funny
of what
that
size.
We all had a different size.
Yeah,
I like
them all. Whether it be the 200, the 300, the 400, or the 500, you need to get them. Shimano Trunks is nothing like it. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
The fishing season is here, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you've been following us on Instagram, you know that we've been loading up on tackle. The best fishing gear is hard to get this year, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to Sail at the Docks, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. Those that came to our sale in February know what incredible deals we had, and by popular demand, we are doing it again. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram and get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge spring sale number 2, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. We will see you at the landing.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having such a fun show, and if you want to join us, you can do so right now. The one open line at 213-432-1090 or text us via the app.
Yeah, text. Another great text here, and this is from Eric in Fallbrook. I think I know this Eric. Eric Sheets.
Yeah.
Works for some guy, or runs with his dad, Cal Sheets.
Some kind of a real...
Yeah, a real guy, yeah. Cal's Customs, of course. And so Eric says, as you know, I'm a big guy. Is there anything with kayaks that are inflatable that would work with big guys?
I can say this. There aren't many that are larger or as large as one guy that we all know. Bart Hall.
Yeah.
And we got Bart Hall in one.
Yeah, yeah, but he wasn't in an inflatable.
Okay. An inflatable.
He was in a pro angler.
Yeah.
And I had a bet with Steve Pernard on that. And Bart got in the pool,
yeah,
in the kayak, and was pedaling around in it.
He's just he's taller than me. And
oh, yeah, he's a big guy.
Big guy.
So weight limits. Can you do? Can a big guy go on an inflatable?
Yeah, you bet. Okay, so the weight capacity on the littlest one is 350.
The I-9.
Yeah.
350 pounds.
Yeah.
Eric doesn't weigh 350 pounds.
And yeah, so the 11 is 400 pounds. And that's the one I would recommend.
The I-11.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, what's the difference between
the I-Trek 11?
I-Trek, because it's the new I-11.
That's right.
So what's the difference between the I-Trek 11 and the I-9?
God, I'm glad you asked that question.
Right? Really?
So we sold hundreds of I-11s when they first came out because they could blow up so quickly, and they actually went back in a bag. Whereas the older boats never went, the older inflatables from Hobie and the other models that I used to sell or trade in. But the I-11 came out, and it was that drop stitch, that it really rigid, like a stand-up paddleboard.
Like a heavy-duty material.
Yeah, and then when you don't have this big V bow on it, it turns, and it's so nimble in the water that they're just fun to be on. I mean, the boat is actually just fun to be on. So if you're fishing and having fun just being on the boat, I mean, it's...
Hey, being on the water is fun, but when I got a rod in my hand, it's a whole different situation.
I don't go on the water without a rod in my hand.
Right? So, I mean, but the fact you could take it anywhere and
show
fish.
Up and blow up.
Right.
So, keep it in the trunk.
The difference between the I-Trek 11 and the I-11?
Yeah, big differences.
So?
The material it's made out of is a little thicker. The seams are a little bit bigger, so they've improved the product. But the biggest is the rudder.
The rudder.
They're showing us the new boats, you know, top secret meeting. We're out in the back of the shop peddling them all the different models around. And I just was taken back at that new rudder they came out with. The new rudder kind of stole the show. I mean, the seat was good. The Mirage Drive was good. The look of the boat was good. Everything was good. But the rudder stole the show. And I was talking with the engineers that day and saying, hey, can you retrofit this rudder and put it on the
models that didn't have it?
That's right. And they naturally engineers are, yes, we can do that. Yeah, we're in. You know, thumbs up and all this. And the sales department was standing right behind them because they're all down, you know, giving us our little top secret meeting.
Yeah.
And so I ordered a ton of them. And I have them. You can upgrade
your I-11.
Your I-11. And make it steer just like the new boat.
Okay.
In fact,
now the I-9, does it have a rudder, Dr. Minnick? It does.
The Hobie engineers are the most amazing people in the world because I started fishing out of a kayak in 99 and I started fishing Hobies in 2007, I think. And I have just marveled at the changes they make constantly. And this new rudder is amazing.
In fact, that rudder they came out with, they've put it on the Lynx. And now they have a kit to put it on the Passport.
Wow.
So they took that Passport rudder that, remember how you would ask about how do I get that up when I come in the shallow mud? Well, now you can. And it's this, it's kind of a simple, less is more approach to it. The uphaul and downhaul are the same line. And there's no cleat because it's just held down with a shock cord. And the way they engineered it, it goes up and down simply. It steers better because it has more area than the older rudder. So you can improve your I-11 and make it like an I-Trex 11 now just with a kit. And we have tons of those kits.
All right. Perfect.
Hey, that's a great question, though.
Let's go. Yeah, good question. Let's jump in the phone. Let's do it. How about Paul? Paul Cohn from El Cajon. Good morning, Paul. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Ron, I've spent years paddling around and fishing off my SUP in Mission Bay, and I just got a new-to-me Pro Angler 14, so I've realized a dream. But I had a question for you about how to store it and care for it. What's the best way to keep it at home?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because that boat weighs about 100 pounds, and when you put it on a couple sawhorses in the summer and hot and heat, that plastic gets soft, you can make some dents. So wherever you store your boat, you want to spread the load. You don't want a point load on any one spot because you can form a dent there. Like some guys will leave them strapped onto their car for weeks.
Right, and not good in the heat.
And then that can cause dents.
Let me say this. I don't mean to talk over you, but I have to say something because I have a Hobie that is literally before the pedal system. So I've had this kayak for 22, 24 years. I know.
Time for a new boat.
Right, but what I'm trying to get across is it's in 100% condition. Well, maybe 99% condition. It's nearly new, and I keep it. I live in the East County of San Diego where it gets 100 degrees many days in a row, and I have it on the side of the house, leaning up against the house with a tarp over it. And you wouldn't ever be able to tell that it has any age at all. And
well,
I'm not
but
from
you
Hobie,
see,
and
that's
I'm not,
but you have a tarp over it.
I do.
Well,
out
yeah,
of the
you,
sun.
You want to store it out of the
sun.
UV. Yeah,
yes.
No UV.
Yes.
And then you also, you don't want water gathering in it.
No, there's no water.
Because that just that people come, hey, can you repair this? And we look inside, and it's like a swamp.
No good.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
So keep them dry and keep them. But the main thing is dents are ugly in the boat. Now, you can get rid of those dents really easily. You just heat up hot water in a coffee maker. You
know, okay.
Pour them on, gets hot, press it out, pour a little cold water on it, dent gone.
That easy?
That easy.
And are there repair kits if somebody has like a deep scrape or...
Yeah.
There
is. That's all really easy.
And you guys do repairs at Fastlane, too.
Oh, sure.
Like if something happens, you can...
Yeah, yeah, that's easy.
Or you can...
It's so
teach people. Or you can
yeah,
teach people.
Yeah, any if you put a big hole in it, you can just go online to Casey Welder and watch a YouTube video.
How to repair it.
Yeah, and it's simple. We sell the little guns with the plastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's
their little welding kit.
Ron, really what I wanted to get out with my 22 to 24-year-old kayak is this investment is something that is going to last you a very, very long time.
And
put you,
know you
on the water
you know
many years.
What's kind of funny about that is that those boats then used to sell for what? And now I've got clients coming in with that. They go, hey, I just sold my boat for more than I bought it for.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they hold their value really well, and it's been just, it cracks me up.
Yeah.
Old.
And if you want to trade in, you take trade-ins all the time.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I rarely get them because people just put them on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You know, 10 good pictures, and they're gone.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Another text here. And this is an interesting text. It's not really related to what we're talking about here today, but it's, I think it's an important text to get out. The DFG posts their staff at launch ramps and to survey what is caught. I'm guessing this is to support MPAs. The survey seems voluntary. Should we choose not to participate? And that's from Gary in Fallbrook. So, Corey, you know, I mean, these are not, it's just a general survey.
It is, and it's not put out, from what I understand, it's not the Department of Fish and Wildlife, but it's under the state.
Yes.
It's under the state, and they use that information, from what I've been told. It's a public forum. It's something that the public can use. And so I typically don't want to explain to them where I've been fishing because a pinpointed location may give them leverage to some sorts.
Right.
And I may explain to them that I caught 50 fish and I kept zero.
Right.
Like you try to do your part as a recreational angler to explain how good we actually are at catch and release and enjoying the resource and maybe keeping a couple fish.
Yeah, yeah. Your take on that, Dr. Minnick? I mean, you fish
exactly the same as Corey. I would always talk to them because I want them to know we are really actively involved in fishing so they realize that the fishing is important to
us.
But I would always emphasize the catch and release side.
Yeah, the catch and release side. Very, very good point. But yes, I think that it's good to participate in that survey. I think it's not a negative thing for anglers. I think it can be only about a positive. But again, let them know that you're releasing a lot of fish or catching a lot of fish. I mean, it's good to show catch ratios.
It's a healthy resource.
That the resource is healthy. So
yeah.
I think that it's not a negative for anglers to participate in those surveys.
It is.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, very good question. Yeah,
it is. All right. Hey, we got more questions when we come back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lingcod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.